Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Monday, May 15th, 2023. It's 67 degrees, which is nearly 20 degrees Celsius. Interestingly, it's also 67% humidity. And my glucose is at 115 as I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. What a gorgeous morning. I was sitting there marinating and I just felt this settle over me. It's like, it's just, I could just sit there, drink my coffee, and gaze at the green for hours. Just beautiful. So, minor technical issue has arisen. The Bluetooth mic doesn't seem to be accepting a charge anymore. I plug it in and the red light comes on letting you know it's charging, and then it goes out and doesn't come back on again. And when you leave it in for hours and then you check it, it's still not charged. So we might have a problem here. I'll keep plugging it in and keep assuming it's taking a charge. But it's entirely possible at some point that it might give out. We shall see. We will deal with our technical challenges as best we can. Ah, well. So yesterday, added another new experience to Dave's roster of new experiences in Portland. Went to Collins Beach on Sauvie Island. Sauvie. Which is a clothing optional beach. And I exercised all my options. Went with Allie, her partner Rob. Let's see, who else was there? Carly, Ellie, and Adam, and Amy, maybe? No, it starts with an A. But went with the whole group. And this was clearly not their first barbecue, because they brought all the stuff. They had this awesome expanding canopy thing that was like 8 feet by 8 feet with a awning over it, so it gave us shade. They brought sandwiches, there were blankets, Bluetooth speaker. It was a day at the beach, baby. And it was a lot of fun. excuse me. There's something about how to describe this. There's a difference between nudity and sexualized nudity. And unless you have experience of both, you're not real sure what on there. They're cleaning the awnings up here. This is going to be a challenge. Unless you have experience of both, you tend to conflate the two. Especially in this culture, I think, because we are so, we haven't traveled all that terribly far from our puritanical roots as far as cultural perceptions of clothing and nudity. So, and I'm certainly a product of my culture, naked equals sex. And there was that Powell's, there was that concern that I would respond sexually in a situation like that. And it turns out that is not the case at all. It was really quite lovely. It's very, very liberating. And once you get past that threshold moment of vulnerability and uncertainty, morning. Nope, heading by. Then you're just hanging out on the beach with friends. And I will say, I'm not so much, I'm not so enlightened that there wasn't a sexual aspect to it, because I am human and a product of my culture. But it wasn't an issue, I guess. It was, at the most, it was flirtatious. It wasn't sexualized. So, plus, I had somebody post in my comments, the only people that go to a nude beach are the ones you don't want to see nude. It's like, dude, you've been going to the wrong nude beaches. Morning. Hi, hanging in, you? And that's just not the case. There were some lovely people there. I will not lie. But it wasn't an issue. And I've had this feeling a lot. I think pretty much everybody there, most everybody there, not just in our group, but on the beach. And the beach was packed, by the way. There was a lot of people making that scene. This is part of their reality, their experience, their life. And it's a joy for them. It's going to the beach, taking off your clothes, enjoying it. And there's that sort of, I've done this lots and lots of times and I'm very comfortable with it feeling. And I've run into that in a lot of these new environments that I'm stepping into here in Portland. And it's very cool to see people engaged in choices that you don't have experience with, who are clearly very comfortable with those. And I will confess to a little bit of envy on my part for that ease of being in those situations, of those choices. know, I love the excitement of a new experience. I always will. Please, God, let me forever be excited by these things. But there's also that desire for that ease, I guess, that familiarity and comfort in those situations, because then you can really, I guess, mine the situation for all the joy that there is in it, rather than being distracted by the newness of it. And I know, I said, live in the moment, Dave. This is what it is. Make of it, make everything of it as you can for what it is. And absolutely, I'm all over that. This is not a deep regret or anything that's getting in the way of my happiness. It's just something I'm aware of. And with the absolute understanding that, you know, I bought an annual parking pass for Sovi Island, so I can go back there as many times as I want. So with time, this will become one of those very comfortable and familiar experiences. I hope it will, because it was a lot of fun. I will kid you not. And Sovi Island's a fascinating place. I didn't realize the British were out here. I thought, it's the other side of the country. I thought the British were all busy on the eastern seaboard. But apparently, a lot of British ships from Asia and the Fiji Islands and all around there did make their way across the Pacific and had launched cartography expeditions along the western coast. First contact with the native people was by British ships in the late 1700s. And then it's a very fertile ground. The Native American population was thriving here until the white man comes and brings malaria and a host of other diseases. It literally just decimated the population. But then there's a whole Hudson Bay Company thing, and then there's it was a dairy farm for Russian interests, feeding butter up to Russian companies for a while. But it's lush, it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous island. I intend to go there, clothed or unclothed, again, just because there's a lot to see there. And apparently, they have a lot of fun stuff going on in the fall, corn mazes and cider and all the full autumn experience. So definitely make that scene again. Absolutely. So it was a fun weekend. And I'm making my way through Jameson Square. So, let me go ahead and wrap this up for a Monday. Monday. Beginning of a new week, new cycle, new possibilities. I hope you have a truly splendid Monday. Man, you got your hands full. Holy smokes. Dude had 3 big dogs. Holy crap. I hope you have a new experience and stay in the moment, savor the experience, and mine it for everything it's worth. And however it goes down, you got the wisdom of Zig Zag Claiborne to fall back on always. Despite everything, create.
You eat one more thing and you're writing the rest.
Cr- create opportunities, create new experiences. Oh God, create bacon. Thank you, Lovejoy Bakery. What a lovely scent. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because really, that's the best way to go. If you're gonna love, love all the way. That just creates all sorts of wonderful new opportunities that you might not have otherwise. Totally worth it. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.